Amid hurricanes, flooding, economic troubles, and all the concerns about terrorism, we have one small reminder this morning that life goes on. In a charming old building in Paris, fantasies of beauty are being fashioned. Luxurious pieces of embroidery that will trim designer clothes in the upcoming fall fashion shows. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited the oldest embroidery studio in the City of Light.
A friend's son got a tattoo. She was appalled. 40 years ago, she'd given birth to a perfect pink-skinned cherub. Now, bright blue wings, dark red hearts, and some birds were inscribed on his bicep. Appalled. Comfort, however, came in the words of France's top embroiderer, François Lesage.
It's the human nature.
He says it's human nature to want to look different. Self-adornment like this goes back to the Lascaux Caves. Think of scarification. That's the ancestor of embroidery.
It's the ancestor of the embroidery.
Adornment rules in a series of sunny rooms at Maison Lesage, the House of Lesage in Paris. Workers in white lab coats attach sequins, beads, rhinestones, shells, ribbons, feathers to pieces of air-thin fabric, which will adorn deluxe designs by the top names in fashion.
Dior, Louis Vuitton, Saint Laurent.
All the famous French designers. Angélique Jean-Guinée works for Chanel. Their chief designer, Karl Lagerfeld, bought Lesage in 2002 to ensure that this 130-year-old embroidery business would stay in business in a world of mass-produced, made-in-China clothing. The House of Lesage is a house of handwork, done by what the French call petit main, little hands. They do it all.
The drawing, the sewing, the embroidery, it's a very precious hand.
Embroidering trimming for a long cream-colored gown by Dior, those little hands will hover their bead-bearing needles over thin pieces of tissue paper patterns, on which are sketched designs for just one small section of the dress.
8 different parts and 8 different drawings for this top.
To make only the bodice of the upper portion
of it. Intricate. Delicate? If butterflies could sew, they would work for Lesage. There are some 50,000 samples in the Lesage archive, a museum of embroidery, really. Shelves there buckle with cardboard boxes marked Yves Saint Laurent, winter 1975, Chanel, summer 2003. Inside the boxes, samples of the embroideries Lesage produced for that particular collection. Angélique Jean-Guinée names the various elements on a single small vintage piece.
You have cotton, you have
gold cotton,
you have red thread, gold leather, gold pearl, paillettes, sequin, brown thread, everything is possible.
And it's on this little thin flimsy piece of fabric.
Yeah, this is muslin.
Muslin, chiffon, no?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't walk in off the street and buy a yard of Lesage embroidery. It is all custom work, commissioned especially for a particular couture, high fashion collection. The embroidery is the product of an ongoing artistic conversation between the designer and the embroiderer. Angélique says that conversation begins with the designer's vision. Chanel's Karl Lagerfeld might offer a single word, trails or Russia.
The inspiration can be everything, a book, an image, just a word. And for each fashion show, he has an inspiration.
Lesage responds with maybe 30 possibilities. Chanel picks maybe 3. The result, the most delicate, exquisite, improbable sewing.
The work is so fine
that
it looks as if he's taken grains of sand that are sparkly but also pure white, or tiny, tiny beads, and fixed them onto this fabric. And they glitter.
Hundreds of hours of handwork, thousands of sequins, beads, miles of silken threads. These rarefied creations come naturally with rarefied costs. But 82-year-old François Lesage is philosophical about matters like price.
I prefer to sell one dress than 100,000 euro than 100,000 dress for 1 euro.
That 100,000 euro dress, surely only a princess or hedge funder would buy it, might be encrusted with gold ribbon or silver braid. Packets filled with them are stuffed on shelves at Le Sage. The seamstresses come to this trim library to get their supplies.
They have to count how many blue pearl, how many red pearl the girl will need for realize the embroidery.
The precise number of red or blue pearls are put into little transparent baggies and carried off to big embroidery frames where the magic begins. Francois Le Sage says years back, in good families, all the girls knew how to sew.
You know why? To occupy them, not to think to the boys. It's true.
About 20 years ago, to keep his petit main en salary and to perpetuate the art at a time of economic slump, Francois Le Sage started an embroidery school in this tranquil 19th century Paris building. One of his embroiderer teachers, Marie Lilion, says she is fulfilling a life's dream at Le Sage.
C'est un rêve de petite fille de travailler en haute couture.
A dream since you were a little girl to work in couture.
Exactly.
Marie Lee weaves her dreams in beads and sequins and hundreds of tiny invisible stitches, all created at the house of Le Sage.
Now, monsieur.
Yes, madame.
How is your own sewing?
I don't know how to sew a button. I can make 3 stitches with a hook and maybe sew my button.
Monsieur Le Sage, I'm shocked.
François Le Sage. His father, Albert, bought the family embroidery business in 1924 from a man who sewed for Charles Frederick Worth, thought to be the world's first high-fashion designer. In the 1860s, embroidery was a hallmark of Worth's style, and the House of Le Sage has extended that stitching tradition now into the 21st century. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
If you'd like to see some photos of the embroiderer's art that Susan just told you about, you can visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.